This is Chris Demian, casting from AboveTopSecret.com. In this cast, I'm going to give you some reasons why I'm a paranormal explorer, so to speak. I was raised very open-minded. My parents never said something was impossible, never said I was not able to do something. The only thing they said, I wasn't able to do some things yet. If you haven't been raised like this, I suggest you start opening your mind. Stop thinking something's impossible, especially if you don't understand it. Nothing is impossible. Some things are just a little bit more complicated than others. The thing that really got me into the human potential was a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? It's an awesome explanation of the term quantum physics and gives some results of tests concerning the human mind. The results were really outrageous. Was the human mind influencing physical matter? This movie got me into believing things like telekinesis were possible. I started to browse the net and found a wonderful site dedicated to something called psionics, the art of psi manipulation. The title of this site was psypog.net. It's a library of articles concerning telekinesis, remote viewing, etc., etc. After having experimented with these techniques, I concluded that I was indeed able to do fantastic things. A month later, the second part of What the Bleep Do We Know arrived in my mailbox. After watching that, my suspicions were confirmed. I never stopped browsing the internet and found even more. I found something called HemiSync, a sort of self-hypnosis tapes, and they helped me and are still helping me to develop my mind. I can now move a psi wheel and do all sorts of little things. Yesterday, for example, I noticed I can feel which fruit from the fruit basket is the best one, because it feels more charged if I hold my hand above it. The watching of these movies and reading from the articles brought me a better life. It's hard to explain. But I now understand how I can change my life at will. It's something I learned from a film called The Secret. The funny thing is that people tend to call everything I believe rubbish, but as soon as I start to give them evidence, they laugh at me. But as I proceed, they have to believe me. It's undeniable. Quoting Robbie Williams here, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And that's indeed what happened. I won. However, some people are unconvincible. Those tend to be either very high and stubborn, or lower educated. But well, it's their loss, eh? They don't know what they're missing. Anyway, good luck to you in paranormal, and here's an advice to all overdose skeptics. Just try it, just do it, just pretend. After a little while, you'll look in the mirror and see you discover.